It's hoped direct flights to Auckland from the Sunshine Coast can once again resume with the New Zealand border reopening quarantine-free from April 12. Aussies usually make up around 40% of their international visitors, while the Queensland Premier is rehashing an old tourism slogan in a bid to encourage Aussies to return to our state following the recent floods and the ongoing pandemic. The Nothing Beats Queensland campaign starts this Sunday and will run for 3 weeks with the aim of boosting bookings for Sunshine Coast accommodation providers before, during and after Easter, while the Sunshine Coast will play host to the Australian Tourism Awards tomorrow night. There have been 15 occurrences on the Sunshine Coast since the start of February where a person's been dealt with by police whilst being in possession of a knife. The alarming stats have been released as police issue a reminder that it's illegal to carry a knife in public, even in your vehicle. The youngest case recently was a 17-year-old boy who was cautioned in relation to possessing a knife in a public place at Sunrise Beach. Last year, police launched an awareness campaign, I Live My Life Without a Knife, across the Sunshine Coast District in a bid to educate the community on the implications of carrying a knife in public. And a very welcome housing project for men on the Sunshine Coast who are struggling to find secure accommodation. Thanks to $500,000 in federal funding, the Shack at Nambour has been able to open the only men's housing project on the coast. Dale Dowler from the Shack says it features 6 fully self-contained units and a community hub for its residents to undergo special support programs.
We run men's programs. We have been for the last 20-odd years, so it's just ongoing from that. So we know it's effective, we know it works, and of course it identifies certain areas in their life that really need to be focused on, so we'll be able to do that and offer the support with that.